scope that I created. For actually, give me like 2 minutes. I will. You see this side? Give me the this side. I'll tell you. There are the teams. Okay.
You can write there actually. क्योंकि तो यहाँ नीचे नहीं जाता हूँ बस बता रहा
हूँ. Teams. Okay. I'll start with the entire workflows. There is the marketing team. Team that uses the CMS for newsletters. I'm just outlining whatever they use the CMS for. They actually use Mailgun plus MailChimp plus NetCore plus PushEngage. Okay, these are the platforms used by the marketing team. Mailgun to MailChimp, we are in this thing, but I don't think that will be useful for DP Designer. But the thing is, it is useful because if we migrate MailChimp to Mailgun, then it also involves the building of a complete CRM. Like whatever templates, etc., they were using in MailChimp. So that is something we'll have to pick from MailChimp. Email templatization, the newsletter templatization, they were using it for forms, etc. All of that is something that we'll have to move to the CMS, because Mailgun is just like a plugin, right? So newsletters were something that they were using it for. Campaigns and campaigns basically. So campaigns is something that you can see there. Campaigns as a database they're using it for. Otherwise, primarily these platforms only they're using. They don't have a lot of interaction with the CMS, right? So this is for marketing team. Marketing team sends leads to the sales team. Sales team does not use touch CMS. So they use completely Zoho. This sales team has moved to Zoho 6 to 8 months pending, right? The other part of the sales team technically is using HubSpot. Now they told me that the sales team is completely using Zoho. Sales team uses Zoho for B2B partnerships. Basically, they reach out to these clients and they're like, "Ki aap bataiye aapko kya karna hai? Customize events." So that, and they then send it to the OBRO team. OBRO team does multiple content types and content buckets which are included in the digital scope. That includes videos. Videos are two: webcasts. And
what does People Matter do overall? I think
B2B digital content marketing. Their main revenue source, he didn't send me the balance sheet, but the main revenue source is B2B digital content marketing.
What
does that mean? That means that client contacts you, client is like, "I want to run a research paper. On this, you brand it according to me." Flame is also doing something with them. Microsoft, Coursera, all of these ones, they have, so their entire sections, categories or tags, right?
It's basically on their website, someone puts an article and that's paid.
Someone puts an article and they create, they package the content. So I, as a client, Microsoft, I come, I want to speak about harnessing the power of AI, right? Now you package it and then you put it on your website. So they basically get paid for their People Matter is a distribution, basically, right? If you look at it that
way. But it's specifically for HR?
No, not specifically
for HR. People overall, like HR?
Yeah, HR, tech. You know, a lot of other things. I on AI is just AI, you know, developments, etc. Flame is like future of workplace or something like that. So all these categories or sections, the tags, etc. are brands. So they're not brand names, but they are the clients jo wo tags run kar rahe, you know. So that information is again available in the CMS. So inka dekh OBRO ka main content buckets. I have
इसमें कुछ तो प्रॉब्लम है कॉपी में. थैंक यू.
द मेन कंटेंट बकेट्स दैट दे कवर फॉर दीज क्लाइंट साइडेड कैंपेन्स राइट इज सो मार्केटिंग ऑल्सो बिकॉज देयर प्राइमरी रेवेन्यू मॉडल इज B2B राइट सो दे बेसिकली मतलब रीच आउट try to convert customers to companies, you know, even if you as an individual are a subscriber, they'll ask you to lead to their company, you know, in a way. So what matters to them a lot is information about industry, sector, location, you know, all of these things. your company size, all of these things. So yeah, so marketing team also sends out newsletters to individual users, which is again something we have to do. We have to create a focus group of individual users that we can reach out to and understand their preferences. But anyway, so OBR team ki content buckets are something that I've mapped, but it includes videos with a webcast which are
OBR is
other brand reach out. Okay, other brand reach out is the conversion. It's the funnel. Basically, once converted, once the client is like, I want, so client specifies, I want all any of these content buckets. I want you to run a webcast, you know, or I want you to do a VC upon my name, you know. Yahan pe OBR team works in tandem with.
And they only do content on their website.
Yes, only on their website. Only on their website and social media. I mean, are you talking about their website, their social medias and LinkedIn? So the thing is, currently social media ke liye, they don't have any management app. They had Hootsuite, but they're not using anything right now.
Website.
Four websites, which is basically all the different like countries. SEA, APAC,
SEA
India.
Singapore.
No, SEA is Southeast Asia.
Southeast Asia. Okay.
SEA, Middle East, ME. APAC, Asia Pacific, and India. I think so. The thing is, right, because Mindvee is really predominant in USA. So since right now they have this board ka entire thing, right, I think it's going to go to USA and all also. They've hinted about it in their meetings also, but there hasn't been a specific decision. Then there's PM Digital. PM Digital के अंदर सारे events, OBRO, इन सब के पेज उस पे होस्ट होते हैं. So all of these, I'll send you a complete list of the pages that they have and the domains that it comes under.
So SM social media के अंदर LinkedIn, इधर यहाँ तो social media channel, Instagram.
The good part is events you don't have to cover only. Event and OBRO campaign pages are out of our scope because Page is doing that. So even these OBR campaign pages that include all of these content buckets and all, right? It's out of our scope.
Instagram, what are the other social media channels?
Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. Then their personal social media, like Esther's personal.
That also they monetize.
Yeah, yeah. Esther's personal is connected to their accounts. So they explicitly mentioned it.
Or what platforms are jiske upar they basically put content and charge for it?
LinkedIn, Instagram,
YouTube. Events itself might be another, right?
Yeah,
events,
yeah.
Sponsorship.
Yeah.
Any other platform where they put stuff and they make money out of it?
LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube. Facebook. That's it.
Facebook.
That covers it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So this, now the OBRO content buckets are webcasts, virtual conferences. This technically works in tandem with, I don't know why this is a different team, it's an RT team that has customized events and it also has round table conferences. These are in person events that are then broadcasted on all of those channels. But this is also the thing that similarity between these two is they're both client direct. Now apart from this, they have their own personal events which are not client focused. Those are tech HR conference. There are multiple events that they have all year round, which is basically like an aggregator of different sort of businesses. So those events, again, events. And but the thing is, so this was my confusion and it still is. RT also comes under events, but RT also comes under OBR because technically they are hosting sponsored events. Inko, whether events plus OBRO pages may, if it's being covered by Tej, because I don't know whether that is happening, because this is a completely different CMS that we also have to integrate with, because inka jo bhi data hai, how many people attended the events, how many leads we got from the event itself and everything should be integrated to then our CMS, you know. So this is something that will have to be ironed out. But now they do videos, then they do DC, they do downloadable campaigns. This includes research papers, ebooks, so all of these things, right?
One question, apna jo startup ka jo hai exemption is for 3 years, right?
3 years. Ten years
mein se
any, koi bhi 3 years.
3 years which you still not claim, right?
Zero tax, huh?
Zero tax.
So they do research papers, ebooks, flip books. These are the various content types that we account for, right? Abhi tak these pages are completely manually being developed by the ITT. They don't have a drag and drop editor. If you see that there's this BRO configs, their BRO configs is. Loading, I could have shown. So the BRO configs, right? Yeah, so they include all of these. Basically, they are not using that currently, is what I've gathered. They're getting all these things manually developed from the IDT. I'll share the details with you. You'll have to go through the digital this thing. So they have ebooks, they have research papers. They also run surveys on SurveyMonkey, right? Surveys on SurveyMonkey that they then convert to research papers that they then publish to the site. Now all of this, I think, right, they want an integrated survey, this thing also, survey editor and all of that, where you can just put surveys, and they're running surveys two places. They're running surveys MailChimp se bhi, and they're running surveys SurveyMonkey se bhi. And SurveyMonkey ka also plan is pretty like, yeah. So that SurveyMonkey, but they don't like it a lot. So, anyway, so SurveyMonkey say they done research and they package it. This is, this covers OBRO. Now, OBRO does this, then OBRO needs analytics to show to the client. Currently, that entire process is manual. Now, the client only tells you. See, client goes after they, also there are articles, obviously, like the editorial team is going to take this thing from the OBRO team. It runs content on its own, that are articles on its own. There are not packaged articles. And then there are packaged articles that the editorial team takes from the OBRO team, runs it by the client, you know. They're going to send it to the OBRO, OBRO is going to run it by the client. Then that content comes back to them, then they package it, and then they put it in the OBRO pages. So editorial team basically uses, so in this we were just thinking ki it's quintile type. So basically author, because right now they don't have anything. Reviewer, publisher, right? Three roles, and the content types are mainly, so codified editor. Right now this Anusha was saying that quintypes codified editor is very irritating for when you work on Google Docs and then have to paste it. And their team primarily works on Google Docs, and I don't think they'll switch from that because they're just non-tech people.
What?
So if they have to work on this thing, right? So I'm rethinking the codified thing now. So so anyway, but I think there should be an option to upload Google Docs in this thing. Can that be there?
It can be.
So just upload Google Docs, upload Excel, etc. So they have these three roles, and then they make the articles. The problem is I can't show you what they're using currently. Even the anything with regards to the website is set up by the ITT. So the teams personally do not know anything about that. And a detailed meeting with the IT team is still to happen, but there's a huge language gap with the IT team. There's Chandan is the POC, and I don't get anything he says because he speaks in a very, even in Hindi, I switched to Hindi, but he speaks in a very weird accent even in Hindi. So yeah, I want someone else to help me out with that. Now I don't know how to say it to them is the problem. So yeah, so I think this covers it. Apart from this, they have events and this thing which is not in our.
So what is the timeline that they are expecting us to do what?
They want DB centralization and website revamp plus CMS financial year end.
DB centralization is their newsletters, their CRM.
Currently their entire data structure is, so I have their entire problems and pain points type document. I'm going to share all of these documents with you. You can just go through them. These pre-meeting survey, there's a compiled info by team, by functionality, everything, which so that addresses, so some of their problems that are related to database is that right now if they upload the event CMS, it doesn't reflect. So there are 2-3 databases for some specific things. I don't get the technicalities, but right now if they update one event, right, the change happens in all events, even if that's not the same event that they're updating. You know, so there are database inefficiencies basically, and there's like they're sending mails to dead emails, like their server and all that can be flagged or blocked basically on Search Console or something, so that they're sending complete dead emails. There's no auto population of data. Basically, if I'm a user, I've already signed in, or if I've already subscribed, I need my details to be prefilled. You know, they're using Civet primarily for auto population of data. 15-16 lakhs they're paying so that CHRO's ka data auto-filled hai. Because they don't know how to deal with auto-population otherwise. So that, then a lot of subscribers have unsubscribed. They want this functionality that say if I change jobs, I change designations, that should also be something that is, you know, updated. Or something like that, when I put it in their, this thing. So yeah, they have all of these things. You see, see, they want all of these functions they want, like on-page SEO recommendations. Currently, their SEO, this thing is very, and even the one that Tejas built has three, like, you know, categories. I don't know if you've looked at, so they're not happy with that also. But yeah, so their SEO, they want automated meta tag recommendations. They want automated, right now they don't have the, so there is a title, right? SEO, like tag and titles and everything. They don't, it reaches above word limit, it goes to publishing, and that is when it flags. So they want those recommendations, everything inbuilt, where there are even AI recommendations for what tag to use, you know, all of that. So I am unable to show you what they're currently using, but yeah. So now what else do you want me to, you'll have to ask me questions, so then I'll answer. This is the scope, this is the entire scope of this CMS. I've noted down the content types. Then we were thinking we'll also build like an asset management, like, you know, thing for them. So I included that. Now I don't know if we'll build karna hai.
You need a scope bana hai, okay.
Haan.
Scope mein multi-country, multi-domain setup.
Yeah, they want localization. If I...
Okay, chalega. Okay.
They want progressive profiling. Mainly they also want analytics.
Okay, so what are the tools that we are replacing?
That they're replacing.
That we are replacing.
That we are replacing, we are moving from Civet. That is an off-site. Off-site conferences ke liye they're using. But this is for B2B paid, no, B2B VIP ke liye they use B2B VIP invitations. Matlab CHROs and in sab ke liye they use Civet. So Civet is being used by the RT team plus the B2B VIP team. Alright, they both are using Civet because when they have to customizably reach to a certain person who needs exclusivity in the invitation. So they use Civet ke bahut kam features. Civet we are replacing with Zoho Backstage, that I have a demo with. They have their own Zoho POC. I spoke to him about what they can improve in Zoho itself, because currently they're using Zoho as an Excel sheet currently. Like, they don't use it for anything other than they manually update the life cycle stages, etc. in Zoho. So I wanted to be Zoho Backstage so that sales team ka main problem was I need to go to the IT team to ask for a dump of all the events and all of that. So Zoho Backstage se Zoho mein directly sync hoega. You know, ki these are the people who are flagged as leads in your conferences or something like that. So I'm buying for Zoho Backstage, but I still need to see if the exclusivity features are there. But this is 3-4 lakhs per year. This is so 16 lakhs per year. So that's a huge difference. Apart from Zoho Batch there are other platforms also. There are like, so I'm still like going through that. But Cement mostly Zoho Backstage. I think Pushkar went ahead and Prakash went ahead and pitched it to Pushkar already. And he got like a write-off on this. So Cement, then we're removing MailChimp altogether. Because MailChimp we're paying $1,560 per year. We're on MailChimp ka legacy pro plan, which is basically like it scales according to your subscribers or emails. So it's completely customizable. And we send out around 1,062,000 emails. Yeah, around a million emails per month. And then we have around 52,000 subscribers right now. So we're removing MailChimp and we're moving to Mailgun. Because we're moving to Mailgun, that's why we have to build that entire email templating, newsletter, CRM thing.
But that is not right now.
No, it's on the right. Newsletter ke liye there is something very basic, but they don't use it. I would show you, but that's not loading.
Go back to scope.
This includes the primary feedback. It doesn't include the. I still have to update it a little bit.
Okay. Can you send me all the data that you have?
Yeah. See, you'll have to. This is the scope that I created at the start. Then I stopped updating it, but I need to get down to updating it. I have the teams overview. This has all the pricing plan features in use, you know, of all the tertiary apps by team. So you can just go to, say, AirMeet, you know, you can go to SurveyMonkey, all the pricing plans. And I've sent these to teams for confirmation. So the only thing remaining is this thing actually, marketing ka. But I'll sit with them and I'll get it done because that's just Vaibhav only. That's our POC's team. So all the features and use and all that is completely like done in this. See, like pricing and plan is ka. This is MailChimp. You know, so this is done. And then there is, this one is, yeah, this is the doc that I have to compile, that I'm compiling for them to be presented. Now Vaibhav was like, it's already 21 pages. Vaibhav was like, we can't show this entire doc to them, right, the board. So now I'm going to compile this regardless, so that it can just be a usage, this thing. It has everything in place, including the scope, including the, you know, including their feedback that I garnered across the stakeholder discussions. And this is, do you want this file? Because I mapped their workflows also. This is, now you come to this. This is their entire workflow for OBR, right? Then this is their workflow for sales, Zoho. Then this is their workflow for conference account. Conference account is basically project management. Bhai, I don't know the delineations they give their teams. But this is their conference account owners, right? They again use the CMS only for agenda and schedules of events. If I have an agenda to make, I go, I use the CMS for that. Again, contacting IT team first. Then this is paid delegates. So paid delegates are the ones that I was talking about who use CIVEN. So if you want to understand their workflows, right, for anything, you use this. And digital marketing again, I still have to upload because the last meeting I had was with them. Now I think I'll have to upload RT team also. RT team ke saath I need to have another meeting because I still wasn't clear on whether they were using or going to use the CMS, and that is the one team that needs to be worked on completely because they're not using the CMS, they're just using parts of Cement sparingly, and there can be a lot that can be automated in their regard. So this, and then there is this. So pre-meeting survey, I used to share this before every meeting, so that they can just fill in, and there's like an agenda that I have for the meeting on what to ask them. It's by team, OBRO, then B2C, then general all teams questionnaire I put up so that they can understand what to say in the meeting. Then sales, then see they want customer journey tracking. You'll find analytics is a
constant.
Then there's events, pain points and issues, then marketing. Then, yeah, but apparently Prakash has compiled all of that, right, by functionality here. So I made this, I was like, I'll see, just a checklist of whether I'm going to integrate it in timeline or scope or something. But this is what he's compiled. and he's also classified it. So whatever CMS, 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 right? You can put in CMS, whatever's front-end is something that can be done. But I would still suggest go through it the entire thing because Prakash also wasn't sure. But yeah. Now if you ask me something specific, once you've gone through it, I can answer. But I still don't know. So for DB design, he told me, Sana told me to make the user side of things. I didn't start on that, but I can sit with you because I was thinking about it.
Okay. But I need time to go through all these things and go through it. And then probably tomorrow we can then sit to actually understand details more.
Okay.
You send me all the details.
Yes. And one more thing. For webcasts right now, we're using StreamYard and AirMeet. StreamYard, AirMeet is for VCs actually. And StreamYard is for webcasts. StreamYard, we are using some plan which doesn't cover only for 50 hours or something. And basically we are using AirMeet ka free plan. Okay, so we are trying to move completely from StreamYard to AirMeet because AirMeet offers all the features of StreamYard with a lot of, you know, other